No, in taking notes of positive things in their lives, putting our mind in the future, what we need to do in life. See what you are grateful for. What are the people that you connect with?
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body, and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit? Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm very excited to introduce to you Andrea Fleischfresser. She's a leadership and cross-cultural coach and trainer, founder of Destination U Coaching LLC. And she supports leaders with international responsibilities and expatriates in their transitions and to develop leadership skills to be successful in a global context. You can reach her at destinationucoaching.com. And with no further ado, good morning, Andrea. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. So we'll have a great topic today, especially during these difficult times. We want to talk about how we can be grateful during these hard times. And we'll be kind of touching a little bit on your experience dealing and working with other coaches and how are they implementing strategies and dealing with hard times and being grateful as well. So let's get started. Give us a little bit of an idea where you're coming from, your background, and what you're passionate about.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm based in Michigan, Detroit area. Moved here 8 years ago with my family. Before that, I used to live in Milan, Italy. I moved there in 2000. My husband is Italian, so I moved for love. And in Italy, I worked for 12 years in the human resource industry. Originally, I'm from Brazil. So I'm moved. So my history goes from between Brazil, Italy, and US. After I moved here to US, I'm start to think about if I wanted to go back to corporate or finding my new path. And the coaching came to me because I worked with a coach to discover what would be my next step. And I felt so passionate about supporting others and helping others in their transition. And since the beginning, so it's been 60 years now that I work as a coach. I started in 2014. And since the beginning, because of my background and networking as well, the clients who came to me were people from different nationalities. So French, German, Italian, and Brazilian, of course. And I start to realize how we human beings, we are so similar and different in the same way, in different ways. We have our cultural differences, the way we are, the culture that we are from, how we live, we act, we behave sometimes differently, culturally different. But at the same time, we are all human beings that we need connection, we need to find our fulfillment, our passions, and anyways. So my biggest passion answering your questions is really to support others in feeling better with themselves and understanding in the cultural world how can we understand each other in a better way, connect with people from different cultures if we have a better cultural awareness. Most of organizations, as we know, work globally now with teams around the world. And sometimes misunderstanding can happen just because people don't know about their cultural differences.
All right. So, I mean, with your experience dealing and working with people from different cultures, I mean, what is important during these difficult times, during this uncertainty? How do we deal with that? I mean, we touched earlier, I mentioned that we want to talk about being grateful and showing right. gratitude. How is that, so to speak, implemented across different cultures, and how can we benefit from your experience, using and being grateful today?
Yes, absolutely. So we are all living nowadays such a challenging moment in the world. Now it's so much uncertainty, and people could react with this uncertainty in so many different ways. So we could see, culturally speaking, for example, one of the values of cultures, we are cultures who are more collectivist cultures and cultures who are more individualist cultures. As we could see in Italy and Indian culture, very strong, that people also, we saw videos online and people singing in the balconies to support other people. And this doesn't mean that here in US doesn't exist. People in US are very generous and they are amazing people. But culturally speaking, US are more individualist culture. They need about the focus in what is my personal achievement, what is important for me, is more focused in the need of the group. And this we can see a lot in the news, especially in this challenging moment. So the gratitude practice is such a universal practice. And I love I wanted to share one of the quotes of the Brené Brown, the famous author and researcher Brené Brown, that she says that it's not joy that makes us grateful, but it's gratitude that makes us joyful. So we think about, even in the challenge moments that we are living, that is bringing a gratitude practice, or looking to the famous half full and half empty. So if we look to the half full is what we have, support us to dealing with challenging times. There are so many researchers as well who share that the gratitude practice can help also with PTSD treatments, with trauma, with people in the military who suffer trauma. There are research would help, the gratitude help with college students who are now living a stressful moment, and they really separate these students in two groups. They were all doing kind of a counseling, going to counselor, but one group were doing gratitude practice, now in taking notes of positive things in their lives, and mm-hmm. one group were not. And they showed the difference how this group with the gratitude practice could deal with this challenge and stressing moment with a better result, with more positivity, with more, even with more determination, persistence, and hope. So it's really important, especially again in this moment, to see things in different perspectives. And this is what I want to bring to you all.
Yeah, I mean, part of my membership program, Vitality Evolution, I actually have developed an affirmation video series. It's kind of like a 2-minute gratitude message that can be used a couple of times a day or whenever you feel down, because sometimes I think we really find it difficult because we're so run by negative thoughts, by negative news, especially, of course, right now, that it's really difficult for us to focus on something. So using sometimes tools like that can be very helpful in order to really make us feel more gratitude and allow us to kind of reflect on that, at least if it's just a couple of minutes at a time, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not about, some people will think if they are not used to gratitude that, I don't want to, there are so many bad things happen, why I need to focus in the positive. It's not that we don't want to escape from the reality. We know that reality exists, but we want to bring some perspective in this reality. For example, what is happening right now in the world, it's terrible, sad, we know that. At the same time, it's being an opportunity for all of us to connect with ourselves, to connect with our family members, to connect with with what is really important for us. So this is really an opportunity to see what is around and appreciate what is here now. Yeah. We are so used to mentally, going forward, what will be my next vacation? What will be my next goal? What will be my next whatever? Knowing, putting our mind in the future or even in the past. No, what happened in the past, we're keeping our mind over there. And the gratitude is also a great exercise to be more present in the moment. The famous Eckhart Tolle, probably you are familiar with Eckhart Sure. Tolle, the author of The Power of Now. He shared exactly this, that more we focus and appreciate in what is here now, more this will help you with your well-being, diminishing the levels of anxiety, depression, and so many mental health symptoms that we could have, especially in the uncertain moments.
Yes, beautiful, yeah. And to live in the moment, I think, and as I said, and as we discussed right now, to be appreciative about what our feelings are is really important, because ultimately we're emotional beings. We're really driven a lot by our emotions. And if we allow those emotions to be overtaken, then that really can set us on a very bad path that just attracts more and more negativity, and that downward spiral is just continuing. By speaking to other coaches, and did you see that different cultures deal with gratitude a little bit in different ways? Or I'm just curious if you've seen maybe any different techniques that some people use from a practical implementation perspective?
It's interesting that you said that. I believe that in some cultures, they are not even, for so many reasons, they are not even aware. For example, Italian culture that the place that I used to live and I really am familiar with. Because they have, and a lot of European countries now, because of they lived the Second World War very recent now, in not very recent, but you know, the most of our parents or grandparents now are living through this. The European countries, they have this really way to live with. Dealing with things that with much more thinking that in their mindset, work is hard. We need to work hard to have things, because life is tough for them. No, if they have lived the war, so they have this mindset. A lot of still yet with this. We need to work hard, let's work, and very concentrated with what we need to do in life. Americans, in the other side, they have, even in the history of the American, even in the culture of the American, Americans are famous to be an optimism country. Even for the history, no, the way America was built was with the pilgrims that came here to discover this new land, to find right. this new territory. So it's the land of the promise, of the land of opportunities. So Americans are famous to be more optimistic, and even their way to speak, this is great, that is fantastic, you know, all this American expression to communicate. So I see that Americans, of course, we are generally speaking here, they have much more the sense of positivity and gratitude, much more than other, for example, European countries. Asian cultures, of course, they have, even for a cultural side or religious part of, not their, most of them are Buddhism, or the Indians of Hinduism, they have other gratitude practices that are part of the spiritual and the spiritual path. But in depending of their religion, the parity of their beliefs, each one of us can adapt this this practice, as you shared before. It's such a few minutes of your day. Maybe it's a three things that you can write down in the beginning of your day, or maybe at the end of your day, you take your notebook or whatever would help you to see what you are grateful for, what are the people that you connect with that you are grateful for, what were the positive things that happened to you today, that it will help you to see life in a different way and also improve your relationships and everything that is around you.
Yeah, I think by showing gratitude and I letting positivity into your life, it really attracts and open up doors that sometimes can be so easily closed. I mean, you know, we're all connected, we're all one, and if we allow ourselves to block ourselves and just be run and ruled by negative thoughts, you know, things don't come easy. And that's why in some cultures, as you said, you know, we're working hard, and we think that's the way of doing it. But I realize sometimes the beautiful and powerful things happen so easily, so effortlessly, when we are open, when our hearts and our minds are really open to be grateful for what we have.
Absolutely, I love what you said. Even the emotional intelligence, that is something that we use a lot in coaching. Emotional intelligence also teaches us to name our emotions, to talk with our emotions. Because we are human beings, as you said, we all have emotions, and we live so busy with our lives, and for so many other reasons, people sometimes avoid emotions, avoid the vulnerability to feel emotions. So the emotions, one of the ways that emotional intelligence teaches is to name emotions. What I'm feeling right now, what is here now? And you could say to yourself, I'm sad, I'm frustrated, I'm mad, or I'm happy, I'm grateful, whatever is the feeling. But when we name it, it gives you more, it becomes visual. We can't realize, and we can deal with this in a more clear way. If you say to yourself, okay, I'm sad. What does this sad mean to me? What does this sadness wants to tell me? Maybe it's okay to allow yourself to cry for a little bit, or to take a nap if you need it, or whatever is needed. But allow these emotions to come to you. Sometimes the emotions feel overwhelming. Like it's like you have everything, no, all around, and we cannot understand exactly what I am feeling. Oh, I feel a little bit this, but I can understand could be that or could be that. I see a lot of this with my client. And when we say, just name it, what is that? This starts to become more clear, and we can manage the emotions in a better way. Now the emotion
and gets. Yeah. And then sometimes ahead. I think too, when we're doing that, we're realizing that there are certain things that we have no control over. These are external circumstances, they're simply there. And then when we analyze it, as you said, when we verbalize it, we realize, okay, I understand it, but there's nothing I can do about it right now. And then rather switch your mindset to a gratitude mindset, saying, and rather focusing on the, say, the other side, the full glass, the full part of the glass, so to speak, and show appreciation, you know, on that side.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you said about control. Another exercise that goes even in alignment with the gratitude. Another exercise that I'm using with my clients is called the control circles. So you do kind of the two circles, you draw two circles, one bigger and one smaller inside. And on the bigger circle, you write down what are the things that you can't control. And in the smaller one in the middle, you write down what are the things that I can control. So it's kind of like if you put it in this, our reality nowadays, there are so many things in our lives outside of our homes that we cannot control. We cannot control decisions or what will happen outside, but we can control inside here. We can control ourselves. We can control our emotions. We can control our thoughts in being more grateful and positive in this challenge moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's some beautiful things that we have spoken today about, and I hope that our listeners take a lot of these things to heart and really try to implement it. And as we just said, like, I mean, we're not talking about hours and hours of work every day and you need to take on a new practice. We're talking about a few minutes of showing gratitude and implementing something that works for you, however you want to implement it, that can make, and I believe, some really big changes in your life. Do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
Thank you for asking. I love what you said again, and I really hope that whatever you are in the world, whatever your reality, that you connect with yourself, you connect with what is important of your life, and see this challenging moment as opportunity for learn and grow in our lives. We know that it's hard. We know that the world is going through a transformation, and the world is asking us to get out of our comfort zones in some way, being in our homes. We are comfortable in the uncomfortable. Now, this is a way that we say in leadership. So just listening to what is here now, be present and enjoy what you have. And
perfect,
so much
perfect.
Gratitude. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Andrea, for your time today. You can reach Andrea through her website at destinationyoucoaching.com. That's destinationyoucoaching.com. Thank you again so much, and have a wonderful day. Be safe.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure. Thank you.